Welcome, 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 welcome. You are most welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. My name is Gbemisola. I am your host and I am so grateful that you tuned in. This is going to be lit.
Hi guys. Welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. As always, I'm so thankful that you tuned in. So this is episode 65. First of all, how are you doing? How have you been? How was your week? And I hope that at this point, how are you is not a hard question to answer. And it's not just fine that you're saying you're confident. If you're fine, you know that you are really fine. If you're getting there, you know that you're getting there, because we've been on this topic for like 3 weeks now, right? Like, how are you doing? How are your feelings? What are your most dominant thoughts? How are you changing your mindset? How are you doing? So for the past week, what special question actually did I think about this past week, or was I asked this past week? Well, one that's relevant to what we're going to talk about is what is ideal for you. And I know I asked the question on an earlier episode, but what is ideal for you? I think that's such an important question to keep front of mind, to keep asking. So this week on the podcast, actually, I want to just talk about a couple of things that I forgot. I wanted to say in several different episodes or came to mind, but I never got around to saying, because I just kept talking. So I just wanted to talk about them on this week's episode. And I think the first thing I want to talk about is an illustration I wanted to mention. Not an illustration, something that happened to me that I wanted to mention but I forgot. And I think I mentioned this on a different episode way back, but it was this time, I think right after graduation, if I remember correctly. And I was just in this place where I was feeling very bored with life, and I was feeling very tired, like nothing is happening in my life, I don't like my life, things like that. And I just felt like in my spirit, it was like one of those like savage moments. It was like, why won't you be bored? You're not doing anything. And it was true, right? I wasn't creating anything, I wasn't writing, I wasn't putting together outfits, I was just coasting, I was watching all sorts of things, maybe Korean drama, I'm not sure, K-drama, I don't know, I was just coasting. And of course I was bored because I wasn't doing anything that excited me. And so when they said the idle mind is the devil's workshop, and many times when we think about that, we think, oh, you start thinking, you start doing bad things. But I also think there's a place where you just start thinking negative thoughts. Like, an idle mind, it's not just that you can start thinking bad things, like cruel things to do. It's that you can start thinking negatively. You can start thinking wrong thoughts, or whatever, things that don't help you or move you closer to where you want to go. So I just remember that time, I feel like, yes, it's true. And I think I started creating different, I started writing things. And maybe that was when I started the podcast, or started thinking about the podcast. I'm not sure. But it was just that moment of realizing, yes, you are bored because you are doing nothing. And I know there are times where, and again, this is not for everybody, and this is not for like if you're like, it's like something really serious and chronic, and like, no, this is just for people that what you was doing, you can know, you know what's doing you. And like you say, I'm not feeling happy, I'm bored, I'm sad. And it's not that anything's happening in your life, that's the problem. Nothing is happening in your life. And there's day-to-day life is really, for most people, it's very normal, like it's very monotonous, you do the exact same things, and that's true, and that's fine. Like, it's finding joy in the mundane, right? And so putting your schedule things that make you happy. So when you say, nothing's happening in my life, I'm so sad, I'm so bored, it's true, nothing's happening in your life, that's why. And so there's a place of, what are the things that bring me joy, what are the things that make me excited, and putting them into your life. Like, sometimes all you need is a nice movie with a friend. And you realize that, okay, my life is not that dry. My life is not that bad. I have great people in my world. I remember one time, start of the year or last year, I had so many things, like school-wise, I had to take care of. And so a lot of things I left off the schedule because, hey, schedules are important and they're great. But when you get a schedule that leaves you no joy, well. But anyway, I had this schedule where I put everything that was like my, like every creative expression that I enjoyed. So writing stories, like the podcast, like anybody that's been listening to me for a while, or even being on my Instagram page, or even knows me, knows I have many things that interest me. It's what they call like being a multi-potentialite. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, I enjoy different things. So I enjoy like schoolwork, and I enjoy the things I research right now, the things like energy, electricity markets, the future of renewables, like things like that. Very fascinating conversations, very fascinating research. I love it. But then I also enjoy like African history, and I'm taking some classes and reading papers on that as well. Not like papers, like journal articles, like just like papers for classes and things like that. So I find that interesting. I enjoy the conversation about development when I don't get too like saucy. You know, sometimes when this is so random, but I was talking to a friend about how sometimes when a lot of Western, when a lot of development talk is Western led, it gets to me sometimes. Like when you look in your room and the conversation is about Africa and about people in Africa, and the people talking are not Africans, or it rubs me the wrong way at times. And so when I'm not in on that side of the day, on that angle, when I'm not feeling that way, when I'm not in my feelings, I enjoy those conversations as well. So I like that. I enjoy getting dressed and fashion and movies and writing scripts. So I have all these interests. And so this time in my schedule, I really didn't have space for the creative things, creative type things. Putting outfits together, recording the podcast episodes like in bulk or things like that. Writing was one that suffered the most. Writing. And I was just feeling sad and low on energy all the time. And I feel I don't know, I was thinking it, but then my mom now said it to me that start the outfits now, like just do something to make yourself happy. Munwara edu, baby, I think I just butchered that, but make yourself happy was what she was saying. Make yourself happy. And I think that we need to be reminded that there's a part of this thing that is not waiting for somebody to excite you, is making yourself happy, putting things in your schedule that excite you, doing things that make you happy. That's enough to lift your spirit sometimes. And again, I've been talking about happiness versus joy, because a lot of people talk about the difference where joy is certain. And for Christians, we talk about like joy from the Holy Spirit. And even when I'm sad, like even when I'm like not in the right spirit in quote and feeling down and out, it's not that joy is missing, because joy is constant. Joy is like Jesus has saved us. Everything's going to work out at the end of the day. You know, there are streets of gold that we're going to walk on. Like, joy cannot be touched. Like, the joy is untouchable. The joy is fixed. But happiness, day to day, like, that can be affected every once in a while. And so it's not about trying to find joy, because we have joy in the Holy Spirit. And many times that rubs off on us and we get happy as well. But there are days where it's just happiness. You just need to spike up yourself and remind yourself what you believe, where your joy is from. And then just doing things that excite you, things that make you happy. So I wanted to say that. So if you are bored, it's probably because your life is boring. And that's not, it's not a bad thing. It's just, okay, let's now look at it. Where can we add excitement to this life? Because it's your life that you're building. And then another thing is, if you're in a situation where you feel like you can't get out of it and it's really stressing you out, I know that as well. I know I talk a lot about designing life and, you know, making decisions, asking, negotiating, doing things like that. Depending on where you are, it's easier to do than in other places. And so if you're in a situation where you really can't get out right now, like you can't just say, okay, I'm done, I'm tired, I'm out. I get that. And so I just want to remind you that most times these things have, well, almost every season has an expiration date. This too shall pass. And sometimes you just need to remember that don't worry, this one too will pass. And one thing that I always think about is like your get out plan. If there's something in your life that is stressing you out, you absolutely hate, you can't see yourself doing it long term, you hope you don't have to do it long term, then don't just hope that it's going to change and you're going to survive and get out of it. Plan how you're going to get out of it. It's like when you think about side hustles, there are people that they can just wake up and say, I'm done with the corporate life. I have a dream. It's bigger than this. I want to do what I want to do. I'm going to shine. And they leave. That takes a lot of boldness. And some people argue that that's not the smartest way to do it. But hey, it's a method. It's a way. Do you. So that's fine as well. But for many of us, the easier thing for us to do, and many of us are not bold like that. So we think, oh, that means I cannot go after my dreams because I can't just get up and leave. Those are the bold ones. Those are the ones that take the risk. They are the ones that actually go after their dreams. But it doesn't have to be at the extreme. You can decide that, wait, let's be strategic about this. Okay, I can start saving more money for this. I can start doing this. I can start putting things aside for this. I can start making more time during the weekends to work on this. I can start making time in my evenings to work on this so that I can get out. So planning, get out plans, they work. And this is one of the main reasons why I started the podcast. I think it was one of the things that really got to me. I remember that season in life just thinking, if there's anybody anywhere that's having a blast in life, then that means it's possible. And then if it's possible, that's what I want. Like, I want that. Like, how do I get one of those? Like, one of those lives where you are happy. Like, you're doing what you feel you were called to do. It might be stressful at times, but you feel right at the center of purpose. You feel great about your life. You wake up excited. That's what I want. And I remember just feeling like, snap, do people think like this? Am I the only one? I doubt it. Like, let's talk. And if you're not thinking about this, like, maybe we should all start thinking about this together now that we're at the start of our journey. And we're not going to be at the start of our journey forever. Time is going. Years are going. That time I just graduated. Now, it's been a couple of years since I left school. Before I came back to school. But anyway. But just that thought was one of the guiding things that I want to remind you that every week on the podcast, I want to remind you that you are part of your life and you play a huge role in your life. And you can sit down and say, this is the type of life I want. And it's so powerful. It's so empowering when you have reasons for many of the things you do. When you go and get an extra degree, because now you see how that extra degree fits into the grander scheme of your life. When that relationship or that person is like, this is who I want to be with. Like, I've thought about my life. I've thought about where I'm going. These are the characteristics that are most important to me, and this person embodies them, so I want to be with this person. Like, those conversations, just not living, you know, anyhow, and just going with the flow anyhow, but really sitting down and deciding what you want. And I feel like many of us, we don't do that. We are building lives relative to other people. We're building lives that are in competition. So I did this because that person was doing that. I did that so that I can have that. I did this so I can have that, like that person. And I think that's so unhealthy, because like I said in one other episode, there's no winner in competition. Nobody wins in comparison. Like, nobody wins when you live your life comparing everything that you're doing to somebody else, where everything is just to measure up or to be better than. Nobody wins. There's a difference between living life from purpose and living life from competition. Living life from purpose, I feel, is so freeing and is so empowering. And at the end of the day, is what we all want. To be able to look back and say, it makes sense. This is what I wanted. This is where I was aiming for. This is where I felt I was called to go, and I went there. And having those conversations, it will make you think about things that are most important to you. So, do you just want to make money? Why? What do you want to do with it? There's, you know, I listen to a lot of minimalist content, a lot of content about, you know, having, fighting against greed and materialism. I listen to a lot of content like that. And it's so beautiful and it's so amazing when you hear these people actually talk about things that we know are true, but we don't really think too deeply about, so we don't get convicted by them. It's like, for many of us, we have more than all we need. We have more than what we actually need. And we're not going to a place where all our financial worries are based on wants. So it's not that you want more money because you need food to eat, or you need a house over your head, or you need clothes to wear. No, you want more money because you want to buy more luxury brands. You want to travel to more places. These things are not bad. But when you realize that, wait, all this money that I'm hoping for, I'm looking for, this is what I want to use it for. Are all these things more important than me actually going after my dreams? Are all these things more important than me actually living the life that I want and building the family that I want? Like, are these things as important as I'm making them seem? Or do I need to step back and say, okay, wait, I can survive on this. I can make a way out of this, you know? And so sitting down and thinking about that, and some people, very noble people, say, oh, I want to make more money so I can help missions and help all these things, help the kingdom of God. I'm not against that. I think that's a legit reason. Like, that's a good reason to want to make money and to drive things. But it's so funny when you ask such people that, okay, so what charities would you like to contribute more to? Like, what foundations do you want to contribute all this money that you're hoping to make to? Blank. Many people, blank. No answer. Oh, nah, just like the girl child. Well, so what foundations do you know that work on girl child education? What foundations do you know that work against girl child mutilation? Like, all these things that you see you're passionate about, that you want to make all this money to help. You don't know any of them. And it just shows that many times we're just trying to cover the truth that we are being driven by comparison and competition and what everybody says we're supposed to do. And when you're young, I think it's is a good time to really sit down and break things down, because I also listen to a lot of old people and a lot of successful old people and people that have regrets as well. Like, I listen to a lot of content, I read a lot of books. I just like learning things. Honestly, I find these things very interesting. And you listen to them and you find people having this like moment in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s. And it's great because they have the moment, right? But then you realize, how much better would it have been if they had thought about this in their 20s? How much better if they had thought about this in their teens? Like, when they were teenagers. And so that's why this podcast is so important to me, and why I keep talking about these things, that you can design a life. You can, and it's allowed to change. Like, when your life is on purpose, the purpose can change. But many times, the fact that you've already put yourself on a path is more helpful than having no path at all. It's easier to course correct when you were already heading somewhere than when your life was just scatter anyhow. And so I feel like that's what one of the greatest messages I have with the podcast, and why I'm so passionate about it, and why I've, by God's grace, been consistent with it even when it hurt, is that I don't want us to get into our 40s and think, if only I tried it then, when I didn't have any child I was thinking about, when it was just me and my partner, or when it was just me and, you know, my family was fine to a large extent, or maybe I was helping here and there, but nothing too serious. I only had myself to be concerned about. What if I had tried then? What if I had gone after my dreams then? What if I had decided that that's what I wanted then? What if I had paid the price then? I don't want us to get later on and start thinking like that. And so that's one of the main things, thinking that living from purpose, not competition. Really sitting back, why do I want all this money? Like, money is good, don't get me wrong, but isn't my freedom better? Isn't my freedom worth much more? And so for you, it might mean that, you know, for example, saving money became a different conversation when I realized, okay, it's not that I'm saving money so I can just go on a trip. Because for me, honestly, that was not a strong enough motivator. For other people, it might be. Like, Rachel Cruz has this new book out about, you know, your habits, your money habits, and your money personality. And it was so funny, like, she talks about the spenders versus the saver. Like, are you a spender? Are you a saver? I find that I dabble a lot. So I can be a spender. When I find something I'm interested in, I'm a spender. It's like when I have to call myself back into order and say, okay, baby, I know that you like fashion, but auntie, you can't just be spending like this. Because I didn't have a lot of expenses on other things. So I had free money for this, not free money, but like my budget was working in that sense. Like, I wasn't spending too much on food. I wasn't spending too much on other things. So I had money to spend on my wardrobe. And so I was a spender. And then I was like, wait, this is money that you can be protecting to do better things. And so it was not realizing that I could save this money to travel. It was realizing I could save this money and start putting it towards something else, so that in the future, I don't have to take a job because I need money. You know, I don't have to take a job because just based on money. And so for me, that was what really hit the chord for me when it came to saving and starting to think about finances and thinking about investments and things like that. It was the fact that I want to start creating a life that's flexible. I want to start using what I have now to create systems that will work in the future. And so that goes to other things as well. And so when you start thinking like that long term, it will inspire you to do certain things. So, you know, that's what I just want to say on this episode before it gets too long, that you can design a life and you should start thinking about this. Like, what are the things that are most important to you? And designing your life to make sure that those things are priorities and those things you're able to have. So if you want flexibility, for example, if you're a young lady and in your future, you really want to be home with your children, right? A strategy might be to marry a man that is financially stable, you know, financially abundant. Though that is not really in your control per se, so that can be a very scary plan to have. But another plan can be to start a side hustle, to learn a skill that you can use at home, even if the skill is YouTube, you know. Or that can be just you start saving money now that you're single and you're working this job and you think that, you know what, I can't do this long term anyway. So things like that, thinking like that, it makes you feel like you're heading somewhere. And it makes you realize that you have a lot of control in certain things in your life. And so that's what I want to say. I wonder what I'll call this episode now that I've spoken about different things. But anyway, this has been Gibson on the Dreamer Girl podcast. As always, I'm so thankful that you tuned in. Till next week, keep going after your dreams. Love the life you have. Build the life you want. Bye, guys.